Blog Talk Radio.
Just in another world. Where about this money? I ain't worried.
mean I'm hating. You say you got my back, that don't mean I'm waiting. I don't pause for these lames, keep moving. Treat you like a deer and laugh at you in my rear. Got a thick bitch flossing, you stuck with a toothpick. My cap game, wow, stuck on stupid. I'm loyal, never burn bridges to fall off. I'm all about the team, I was never a ball hog. Signed to a label, not while I'm local. Not until they got checks like my social. I can't get what I need, I go postal. When it comes to my chicken, I roast you. I'm tryna count fresh hundreds till my palms leak. Fucking up money with my niggas down Palm Beach. Keep them lame ass niggas out of arm reach. Chase money while I get chased by a calm freak.
I'm on the same thing, yeah. Just in another world. I'm worried about this money, I ain't worried about it, girl. I ain't worried about it, girl. I'm on the same planet. In another world, I'm worried about this money, I ain't worried about it, girl.
Yeah. to know you. Of course we want to get to know you. We showing off. I got my brothers in the building with me tonight. You know what I'm saying? Younger brothers, Dwayne, big brother Sky. What's good? How y'all doing
what's
tonight?
Going on, sis?
What's up, babe?
I'm chilling. We, you know, you know. You too.
Straight.
I got vanilla vodka. Yeah, I'm drinking it with a little lemonade, little splash. You drinking it straight. That's not wrong with drinking it straight. So that's exactly how it's going down this Saturday, too. It is going down. The sex party up in North is going to be real crazy, very discreet, very amazing. And also tonight we're talking about a couple topics. You know what I'm saying? We got a couple topics going on. We're checking on some callers. You know what I mean? I'm going to definitely let my boy Sky show off on Philly Shine because I'm really excited. Sexual energy is crazy. I really think that Philly Shine is building up to broadcast live from 10 to 6 in the morning, you know what I mean, this Saturday. So your reminders box about to fill up. You're going to see some real stuff, real crazy stuff. You're going to hear it too. Like my brother said, he's going to get that audio, so...
I'm going to get that audio, so if y'all going to be there, expect you might hear yourself on tape.
And then
I'm going to be there to provide inspiration for that audio.
You're going to provide inspiration. That's what's up. We're going to have them singing in harmony. But we're going to check in on some callers, see what's good. The topic, like I said, tonight is, what will you do, like, when your partner just all of a sudden limit you, something that you had a lot of anyway, and then all of a sudden they want to limit you? No. Who you tell me no? Or, no, you can't handle more. We're talking about everything. Money, sex, whatever. Whatever you into, whatever you like. So we're going to definitely talk about that. And I want to ask, we're going to ask this question for the week. Does your neighbors know your man's name? You know what I'm saying? Or men... Are your girls, you know what I'm saying, letting the neighbors know your name? And ladies, are you screaming out your man's name? Do they, have they come up to you like, oh, shit, we heard you last night, girl. What's up with you and so-and-so? It was like, so-and-so. It's like, no. But who's the first caller we got? We're going to definitely check in with everybody. Thank you all for calling. Thank you. Bro, you with me?
Call? Yeah, I'm with you. We got 267-650.
Oh,
welcome,
what's up?
Welcome to Philly Shine. What's
your
name?
Stone Reed.
What's good, Stone? Welcome back to the show and shit. Now, I know you've been listening.
Oh, glad to be back. Glad to be back. Shout out to everybody that's out there.
Yeah, definitely. We chilling, you know what I'm saying? You definitely did your thing this Sunday. Down the spot with Mike, you know what I mean? We had fun, drunk and shit as usual. I'm talking about.
I definitely was nice in there, John.
So, have you been? I know you've been listening to the show the past couple of days. We talking about the crazy sex party this Sunday. I mean, this Saturday. You know what I'm saying? Are you planning on coming through? I mean,
where that joint at? Where you say it was at? Saturday.
Well, if you want to go, we got to tell you. You know what I'm saying? We don't want everybody to come.
I got you. What time you said it was?
You got to call me, and we'll definitely get your arrangements together. Huh?
All right. That's cool. What time you said it is about?
10 to 6 in the morning. Y'all can come and go.
No, I'm just...
I don't know. How is it going running for real, Naviel? I was like, can we come in? And you want us to come, like, after the club? Can we come, go back, bring people? You know what I'm saying? Like, how is it going running for Saturday?
I mean, however y'all want to do it, even if I'm hosting the party while I'm broadcasting, like, whatever. Y'all can go to the club, let people know what's going down. Because we got a lot of people that got parties that night, that even promoters that got to come after their party. But like I said, we rocking out till 6 in the morning, so
it's definitely going to be all right, cool.
All night, cool.
And no, it ain't nothing illegal going on, you know what I'm saying? We're not talking about selling it. We're talking about people who just want to come fuck. So, and we definitely, I got to ask you the topic, too. Sometimes you get away from the topic. So, tonight's topic is, you know what I'm saying, and it's also my manly man night. You know, I show love to the men, the fellas on Saturdays. I'm getting my days mixed up like shit. I feel crazy. On Thursday nights. But I want to know, what would you do if your partner gave you limits all of a sudden? Like, all of a sudden, whatever it is, stopped. She made you the best chicken salad sandwich ever, and now she like, no, I ain't making it no more. Or she don't want to suck your toes anymore. What would you do? Have you ever had a situation like that?
I mean, my first question would be why? Like, why would you stop? Like, why wouldn't you give me no more chicken? Like, I like it. Why? And that, for real, like, I mean, that would be my first. Like, what do you mean? No. Like, why? Like, you've been giving it to me for 4 years.
Yeah,
and now no.
All of a sudden, limit. Has that ever happened to you? Like, a girl all of a sudden, she just don't want to fuck you 5 times a day. She's only want to do it twice or something like that.
No. I can't say it did.
So, like, you ain't give me no limits. No limits. All right. That's what's up.
I don't know. I guess because I don't really ask for much. So, you know what I'm saying? I don't really ask for much. So, I guess it's just like, you know, I guess what I ask for is pretty easy.
All right. Now, do your neighbors know your name?
Yeah, I get. Well, I'm going outside. I mean, I'm going out because me and my neighbor leave out at the same time in the morning. He's like, yo, you fucking crazy, man.
You get the strange look. See, ain't nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? Where it ain't nothing wrong with that. I live on the corner house. Or like, I got like 6 windows in my room. Like, all the windows in my bedroom.
Yeah. Leave your eyes open on purpose, don't you?
No, actually, I don't. It actually freaks me out. Like, I keep the windows so closed. Like, I don't even like it when people peek out my window. I'm like, why the hell you do that? Like, I don't do that. Like, I don't peek out windows. Like, I don't care to be nosy or whatever. Like, looking out the windows. Like, yeah, no,
I'm
being
watched. So I'll be having
to be
open at night, man.
See, my man don't be here with me all the time. I don't even want to, I get run up on anyway, walking out to the store, you know what I'm saying? Niggas know, they be like, hold up now, honest. I saw what you was doing. Hearing that shit is one thing, but I saw that shit. Listen.
Yeah.
So, no, you a man. A man, you could probably confidently do that, but you wouldn't mind if your neighbors came on and were like, yo, yeah, hey, I'll bake you some cookies.
So, honest, has that ever happened to you before? Where somebody stopped?
Me all of a sudden get a limit?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, especially with money, like, a guy always will try to, but it is what it is with a lady, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just, like, some guys, they do all of a sudden, they catch on sometimes when you want to, I guess, just, like, bleed them dry, I guess, to be frank. We want to bleed them dry. They just like, why you always asking for money? You always giving it to me, too. Like, So what
real
am I
shit.
Supposed to do? And this real shit, yeah. You always give me the money. What I'm for this? What I'm supposed to do? You stop giving money, and I don't have nothing to talk to you about. It's like, no. But y'all got to definitely check out the old Sugar Daddy episode. I do keep like 3, 4, 5 of those, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, keep them in the top.
No doubt.
Keep shit moving.
No doubt.
Yeah, just in case one of them stop, you got to, you know, that's what happens for me. Like, somebody give you limits, you go get it somewhere else. Like, you know.
No doubt.
You go where you can
right.
do, you can speed, exactly. But,
exactly.
You won't do, somebody else will.
Exactly. Shit, that's why I'm the shit. I be like, yo, you don't have to go nowhere. I'll tell your ass. They still too. But that's what's up. Thank you, babe. But shout out to the rest of the callers we got in the building. I'ma definitely have to play that PBS Stone track tonight. And I'm mad it was freaking mosquitoes out today. Damn bastards. Yeah, because you know how it is when it's rain, it's like half rain, half, you know what I mean? Drizzle, like, it didn't start raining until later on, or whatever. Ah, side conversation. I'm just random, too. But we're going to check it on some more callers. Definitely play some music for my boy, BVS Stone. Also got some music for my boy, Pop, a.k.a. Psychotic. Who else? I don't know. I'm going to show some love to everybody tonight. And next week is going to be real crazy. Got some interviews coming up, you know what I'm saying? A whole TV radio, a whole TV station. So it's going to be some live programming coming soon. Definitely trying to feature myself on the station. I'm talking about Diamond Spotlight, November 7th. It's definitely going down. I know my girl Marissa Kay, she said she had something special she wanted to do. So I probably show some love to her tonight and play some music. Who's the next caller we got, bro?
We got 617-376.
Hey, welcome to Philly Town. What's your name? Where are you calling from? 617, hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's good? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Richard Hubbard, TMV Entertainment. I'm a spokesperson.
Okay, that's what's up. Definitely
yeah.
Welcome to the show. Where are you calling from?
I'm
what part
from
of the country?
Boston.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah,
so what? Are you an artist? Are you? You just work for
the. No, I'm a spokesperson for TMV Entertainment. Richard Hubbard.
Okay. Nice to meet you, Richard.
We have
one
air number for you to get a hold of us. It's 1-800-874-8013. Okay?
Well,
and you can get to us on our website from www.tnvtv.net.
Well, definitely tell us what artists are you working with right now. Cause
we work for a lot of artists.
Welcome.
I'm not at liberty to say who the artists we work for right now because we're under contract. But eventually we'll be able to say that.
Well, as a spokesman, like, oh, so you guys are just getting started up. We'll definitely pay attention.
No, we've been in the business for like 3 years.
So,
we do a lot of charity
okay.
events and stuff like that. Next month we're doing a Vegas charity event.
Hello?
A homeless vet. Hello?
Uh-huh. You're saying next month. Go ahead. Speak, Richard.
We're doing a charity event for homeless veterans in Las Vegas. We're trying to get them a ranch house so that the homeless veterans have a place to stay and they'll be okay, you know what I'm saying? They won't have to pay rent and nothing like that, you know what I mean? They're all good. We're trying to get donations and stuff like that. So any of your listeners want to listen, they want to give donations, that's okay. All they have to do is go to www.tnvtv.net.
Okay, well, thank you so much. We'll make sure that we keep your contact information. Bro, make sure you write his number down for me.
Okay, what do you want, the 1-800 number?
Like to,
You want the 1-800 number?
No. You gave it to us. I got it. We got it.
Okay.
I was just telling my brother to make sure he got it. But in
it's
the future, definitely hit up.
It's real talk.
We got to
do something with the veterans, you know what I'm saying? Because the veterans out there get screwed every day, you know what I'm saying? And we got to do something for them.
That's true. That's
you know
true.
What I mean?
But
we
got to
do something for them. I mean, come on, man. They risk their lives every day, you know what I'm saying? They do what they got to do, you know what I'm saying? So we
exactly.
have to
Exactly. I got
them.
You. I definitely appreciate you calling the show. And keep me informed about your artists because we do play music and we do interviews on Philly Shine along with having our crazy sex and relationship topics. But thank you, Richard, for calling in the Philly Shine Radio.
All right, thank you, too. I'll be in touch.
Definitely stay in touch. We're going to have some fun.
See
you guys. Philly Shine, we might go really overboard sexually. We might go really underboard sexually. Talk that real crazy stuff, but imagine it's a lot of great entertainment going on here. Great way to network. Please listen to my past show. I let everybody show off. So you can follow people on Twitter, check out their websites, check out their radio shows, or even whatever they got going on.
Keep touching me. We'll all be good.
All right, yeah, cool. I got you, Richard. But next caller, bro, we got it, because I didn't want to ask Richard the topic question. He just sounds too,
I don't know. You know, sometimes you're like, no, I'm a fall back. Some people put themselves out there. Yeah, he sound too whole polished. I say he sound polished. So I'm not gonna go there with Mr. Richard. But definitely maybe the next caller we could get in, find out if the neighbors know their name or something like that. But who's the next caller we got, bro?
We got 251-229.
Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where you calling from? 251. Hello.
Okay, maybe not. We got 215-264.
What's good? What's your name? Where you calling from? Welcome to Philly Shine. 215-264. Hello.
I think these might just be all our callers that want to like to listen.
Okay, fine. Well, I'm gonna give y'all something to listen to. I gotta go to my boy, VVS Stone, Reese, you know what I'm saying? Definitely, that's his thing. Damn, I don't have my t-shirt right now. I grabbed my t-shirt. Stone, you still there with me? I forget the damn name of his entertainment company. Y'all know my memory sucks. I'm gonna have my notes next time with Philly Shine. I do get embarrassed, but I definitely know the lyrics to this song. I got my jeans on fresh, VVS Stone. You know what I'm saying? We definitely want to show some love to you. Rock.
You are scared of me. She got stilettos on her Gucci skirt, hair and nails and tells me she smells so fresh. Me, I chop down trees, call me Lumberjack Reeves. I'ma treat this like I'm clocking, and my shine, you knock on block it, electrifying like a socket, and I'ma never stop it. I got my J's on, my rock jeans, any kind of shirt, it doesn't matter, it's my Gucci shade, my fitted cap. Matter of fact, I took it off to cut it so I got my J's on, my rock jeans, any kind of shirt, it doesn't matter, it's my Gucci shade, my fitted cap. Matter of fact, I took it off to cut it so. Check out the bone, he fly just like a G5. Up in the sky, let's fly, hey, rest in peace, die. Hey, see them haters, they hate us, cause they ain't getting paper. I'm with your chick tonight, she said she see you later. Hey, Jay Biggs, you still robbing them kids. You a janky ass promoter, like Russell Red, Cousin Coop Records, VVS's, I'ma rep it. Hold up, wait 1 minute, crack me a Dutch, break some haze up in it, grab me a cup, put some flag up in it, take you a puff in a sip, you lift it, handcuff it, chick, oh man, you tipping, yo, 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 what tip is you on, that's what Fat Mooka say when haters is drawn, this chick got a booty like Candy and Dawn, and if this game is chess, this song is just a pawn. I got my J's on, my rock jeans, any kind of shirt, it doesn't matter, it's my Gucci shade, my fitted cap. Matter of fact, I took it off to cut it so. I got my J's on, my rock jeans, any kind of shirt, it doesn't matter, it's
my Gucci shade, my fitted cap.
Matter of fact, I took it off to cut it so.
Al, what up, Al? Been looking for this one, baby. B-Mix, Lock and Key, High Price Entertainment, K Gordon Management. Shout out to the ATL. Shout out to Philly. Shout out to all the haters, man. Thanks for the motivation. Y'all have no idea what y'all did. This is just the beginning.
I got my jeans on fresh. I got Nivelle Sky fresh.
You're definitely a fresh guy. But definitely, it's definitely, definitely, definitely good to have you as a part of the show. I feel like you definitely adding that good actual sexual swagger that I think you was missing. We had another little freak boy co-host, but that freak boy shit didn't really work out right. It's all boing-oings all over the place. But you definitely more smooth. And I like to say that the lady is loving you. So.
You got to go on my show.
Definitely real good. So I want to ask you, Naviel, like, the topic question, what would you do? You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I should get my thing. No, I ain't going to get Barbara Walters on. But what would you do if your partner gave you limits all of a sudden? Like, you could do it, and now she's saying no.
Well, for one of my biggest turnoffs is limited. Like, it's just against me being an Aquarius.
Yes,
completely. Like, me, I get turned on, and I get excited when I'm allowed to do what no one else normally does and what's taboo. Or just whatever I feel like doing, period. Like, if you stop my flow, then we're going to have a problem. So
what,
that's probably something. That's bad right there. But then if it came out of nowhere, I really would think something was up. And
has that ever happened to you? Like, a girl all of a sudden said no? Like, I mean, any aspect of it was...
Yeah, I mean, it's happened before. It happened a couple of times. Like, usually... y'all get into a situation and y'all have mutual sexual feelings and y'all act on it, but then after a while, if somebody wants something more and it's not going to be given, then they, you know, people who try to fall away from you to not gain as many feelings as they already had.
Mm. Yeah, that's definitely true. I can't take it. Like, once you tell me no, I don't even want to see you no more. Like, I turn off.
All the way off. Like, that's really, like, that and being stubborn. Like, can't take.
Mm, yeah, that's true. I will turn all the way off. Like, you all of a sudden, once you told me no, like, I just turn off. Like, I won't show you no emotion. This is what I do. Like, you all of a sudden, you know, I can say, giving me whatever I want, you know what I'm saying? I have my way or whatever. And then all of a sudden, I can't have my way. I turn off. Like, it's just like, off. Like, whatever I was doing before, stroking your ego, you know what I mean, helping you feel, make you feel better, whatever it was. Once you don't give me mine, I'm like, I don't care. And then 9 times out of 10, the guy ends up caring before me, and then I get what I want. So I barely have limits, you know.
Because like I said, I got a flow, so. If you blocking off one of my roads to flow, then I'm going to just turn off the direction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure a girl definitely probably get herself together for you to keep you happy.
Yeah, she got to be on her T's and Q's with that. I'm hard to please.
That's what's up. Nothing wrong with it. That's what's up. Now, you said, you already told us the neighbors know what you look like. Do your neighbors know your name? Or does your lady's neighbors know your name? Do you ever come out of a girl's house and they say, Navio, damn, I can pronounce that now.
But yeah, actually, like the neighbor window, especially during the summer, like they right next to me, so both of our windows open. Then whatever I'm saying in my room, you can hear it as if you're in the room next door. There's a couple situations where I walked outside in the morning time and she's sitting there smiling, shaking her head. Yeah, I think that's how she learned what my name was, actually.
She's like, mm-hmm. Then she probably was screaming the next, but I'm just assuming. might even be right a little bit.
We're
going to
get into that.
I'm just assuming. But we're going to check in on some more callers after we play some more music. Got to show love to my homeboy, Spitter. Him and his brother, Sick World, definitely are blind. You know what I'm saying? Like, they were hard this summer. I'm not sure what project they put out, but definitely find him, Spitter 215. Or is it? Damn. I don't know. I'm about to check my Twitter after we play this song. But y'all check this out. New music on Philly Shine from my boy Spitter. He's so good on Tuesday.
I do. Why wouldn't I? Crack is gonna get me now, but I'm a stand up nigga, no sitting down.
Not at all.
Same Spitter, new year. You see I'm sticking to the block like it's glued in. Let the meagles fly like a zoo there. Hit me on the cell, nigga, I be everywhere. Just look around, I can't let my city down. Money still motivate me, I know you hear me now. Run it like a track star, I crash any ball. Spin the same bread, I fuck around and blew them all. They like what you is y'all, we tell them boys off. And we the hardest out, song like 12 out. Catch them like moths out, nigga, I'm the future. Ain't nobody coming closer, I shoot ya. I'm in the hood near you, so when I breeze through, all you need to know is I. Soon as the gun go off, I'll be at the finish line just waiting for y'all. And that chick probably with me, quarter key, half a brick, or the whole brick team. The whole dicky, treat me like a superstar. Think I'm on the road tour, but I'm trapping super hard. Boys all crew, I'm so in charge. And now I'm off the middle man, we your fucking boss. Tell them meet me at the round table. Briefcase full of money, do your time, please.
This a 100 grand large. I charge it to the game, niggas charge it to their car. I'm the hardest in the lane, sitting in the coupe. V12, we smell all through the roof. We run, you trail, I tell the truth. From the streets to the club to the motherfucking booth.
Want it. Come get it. I still run shit standing on my pivot. I ain't got move, just know I'm with it. And everything official, my name on the ticket. S-P-I-T-T-A. Wanna hear more, what an album on the way. S-P-I-T-T-A. Wanna hear more, what an album on the way.
I was right. Twitter is 215. So definitely check out my people. Now we ain't doing this thing, we run this. We want to check in on some callers live on Philly Time Radio. Check in on a topic. Also, show off with us. Tell us what's good, what you got going on. Who's the next caller we got, Dwayne?
We got 609-903.
Welcome to Philly Time. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Jersey in the house.
This is Scarfo Live, the first ever.
The first ever. What's good? Welcome to Philly Shine. How you doing? I'm so glad that you called in, keeping your word. I appreciate it.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what I do. I try to, you know, show love to everybody, you know, when I can. You know,
I'm calling. As you do. But you definitely got to show off on the show, so you can't just tell them who you are. Tell us how we could be able to find you online. Like, what's good with you? You got to show off on Philly Shine. What's your name? Your Twitter, email, whatever.
You know what? I got rid of Twitter. I thought it was a bunch of spam, so I ain't gonna say Twitter.
You got rid of Twitter.
I got rid of the Twitter. Got rid of the
spam.
I'm still MySpace. Facebook, you know,
yeah.
Scarfo Live on MySpace. I'm Milky Scarfo on there because me and my partner, he's DJ Milky and I'm Scarfo, and that's we're a tandem. But I'm a singer, songwriter, DJ, host, whatever you want to call it. And you know, I just put in work.
Okay.
That's all.
That's what's up. Well, that's good. I love Twitter. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Hey,
Twitter is
tweets
my
is on. I had it, and I just kept getting junk stuff in there. But
you gotta stop following them. Yeah,
man,
like if
I'm
you tweet something I don't like, I stop following. If you stop following me, I'm gonna stop following you. That's just how I play on Twitter. Like, you know,
I don't need
but
people to follow me all the time.
You know,
I don't need people to follow me.
Okay, I fucks with it, but definitely appreciate you calling the show. We got to ask you the topic question, too. So tonight's topic, also being Manly Man Night, we're talking about what would you do if your partner all of a sudden gave you limits, like she doesn't want to cook for you as much as she did, she doesn't want to fuck you as good as she did before, you know what I mean? She's spending too much time
just change
out,
up.
Like, yeah,
she's
changing up all of a sudden.
Well, just like a female, you know, a female would know when a male, you know, is acting funny, ain't the same, you know, it might be time, you know, as far as, you know, you being together, because if something's going to change, why would it just all of a sudden just change, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but do you leave a situation alone? Do you do something to check the situation? Like, what do you do?
Well,
girl,
I mean,
change shit up.
I talk to people first, see what it's really hitting for, and just tell them, you know, well, you're not the same as you used to be. So if you're not the same you used to be, if anybody ever been in a relationship, they already know that it's that downward spiral. From there on in,
Okay, so that's the beginning of something else going to happen. Okay.
Yeah,
keep it fresh. Ain't nothing wrong with keeping it moving, you know what I'm saying? So it's like I said, I appreciate everybody. I want everybody to be on the right track, you know what I'm saying? And you come back, you know what I mean? You work it out, you know what I'm saying?
Hey,
you
work it out.
We need everybody on the team. We need a full team.
Hey, that's what you need.
Wait, what'd you say, Scarfum?
You know, that's what I would do. You know, I would definitely have a conversation with that person and ask them straight up, you know, well, look, we two adults.
There we go.
What is it hitting for?
Right. I like tonight's topic because we gotta warm everybody off. We gotta warm them down a little bit because we've been getting real hot building up to this party this Saturday. You know what I mean? The sex party. Like Navia said, on Tuesday and yesterday, you come in, you take a shower, you know what I mean? Get your shot, get your mask on, and have a ball.
And be watched.
That's a real ball.
Yeah, definitely. Ball. Yeah, get your balls rubbed on, whatever. I don't know what the girls will be doing.
Hey.
What the guys will be doing to the girls. We're going to checking on some more callers. Thank you so much, Scarfo, for joining in. And definitely if you have some music or somebody you want me to show love to in Philly Shine, just hit me up. I'm trying to show off, get these interviews.
I did a song.
Got some great interviews coming up soon. I'm going to have Joel Ortiz, Mr. Man, on the show. And also, I got to find the paperwork, but the guy, he said that the boy, Frank Lucas, stole his story. He was in jail for 33 years. He's now on the December cover of Don Diva magazine.
I heard about that.
I can't find it. I can't find this guy's name. You heard about him? Yeah, he's definitely coming at the ball. I got the paper. You heard it right here. And he had the shit everywhere. But you know what I mean? The book is called Sergeant Mac, the Legendary. No, that's not the name of the book. What the hell? I don't know what the name of the book is. This is a whole bunch of catchphrases. I'm reading it. But the guy's name is Ike. And his biographer was Ron. And he definitely...
Why seem like everybody named Ike is always
his name, Sergeant Mac, the legendary lives and times of Ike Atkinson, Kington, and his band of brothers. You know what I'm saying? They said Frank Lucas' story was wrong. He's the biggest drug dealer ever. So I met the boy. He's like 83 now or something. Just did 33 years. But he's been out for like 2 years getting the book together, so he's going to come on Philly Shine, talk that gangster shit he's been into. I'm going to read the book, check out the DVD so I can be informed.
Yeah, I'm trying to get a copy of that too.
Yeah, he was real cool. And then they had their business together. We took pictures. I showed up like while I... interviewed Mr. Man, so it was real good. So, like I said, Philly Shine, we got some real exciting things coming up, and I'm going to definitely show off to the rest of my people who are doing their radio show. Shout out to the Bigger T show. Shout out to my girl, Air It Out Radio, and my boy, Max Steele. You know what I'm saying? Fire Chick, Max Steele, yeah, my booze. We're going to check in on some more callers. Who's the next caller that we have? I can't find my mom.
We got 215-245.
Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from? 215. Hello? What'd you say? It was 215-245?
245, yeah, they just dropped. The call just dropped. Everybody else is just listening today.
Oh, well, y'all can just listen. I got something I want y'all to listen to. My girl, Marissa Kay. Actually, she has a song, So Good. It is so good, too. So we're going to check out So Good, wind down the show a little bit. You know what I mean? Still talking about neighbors knowing their name. I didn't ask my brother. You know how we always wait, you know what I mean, save him for last, because I swear, you got to be the real spokesperson, because you be getting the business done. Call you doctor. But we're going to play Marissa Kay,
so good on Philly Shine Radio. We chilling on Good Thursday. Y'all can tell I'm in a good mood. I can't even fix my voice back to normal. It's my girl Marissa K. Enjoy it.
You put it on me. I fall into your arms so slowly, and oh, I do believe that baby, oh, oh baby, you're enough to fulfill my every fantasy. Whoever chooses to believe, they don't know about love. Oh, oh baby.
My brother on the line, you know what I'm saying, he's trying to tell us about
was good. Like, you sitting there promoting IVL, you promoting the sex party for Saturday, you promoting Philly Shine, you talking about your Facebook After Dark, whatever comments. We see your comments, you know what I'm saying, on your page, but what is your inbox like about this party, about everything that you're doing? Like, it's got to be crazy.
I put through the Facebook After Dark every night, and, you know, a lot of people, they're real shy with what they really be thinking. So a lot of times you might see, like, 5 comments on the inbox, though. It's ridiculous. For instance, this married couple, the husband, he liked watching his wife get picked out pretty much. She randomly inboxed me, like, yeah, I see your post, and you look like the type that will fit what we're trying to do. I'm going to be completely honest with you. I want you to pretty much everything you be talking about, I need that to go down. So I'm like, all right, cool, yeah, I can do that. She's like, so she's like, the only thing is my husband going to be there, like, watching from the corner or whatever. I'm like, wow. Like, I'm thinking she's joking, but he called me and asked me. Like, she put him on the phone to pretty much confirm it. So that happened. They won't be at the party. So that should be interesting.
That's crazy. So he could probably see her get dicked in by a bunch of people.
Mm-hmm. I mean, only for that night, though.
Yeah, for that night. But what else? I know the girls sometimes want that one-on-one, I guess, attention. So,
yeah,
do you feel like women that want that one-on-one attention from just your inbox or whatever?
Yeah, a lot of people, they hit me up. The only thing, they don't never, I think they, like, frightened or, I don't know, I think they just believe that they got to be on a certain level, which they do. So I guess they intimidated by that. So, I'm not never happened, but they do talk about it, though, like, this girl, she just, I guess she one of y'all friends or something. Like, she said she heard the radio station. She requested me. And you know how you could put a message on the actual request?
Mm-hmm.
My message was like, damn, you sexy as shit. I'm going to need, like, 2 tickets, me and my girlfriend. And pretty much we was plotting on you. We going to find you in the party, whether you got your mask on or not.
I think I know what friend that is. I'm just guess one time. If I'm right, just let me know. If I'm wrong, I ain't gonna guess again. But we definitely, like he said, like this party Saturday. Like, tell us for Thursday night's listeners, how is the party gonna go? Like, what happens? Well, you told us what happens when a guy walks in. What's the same thing for like a girl? What's gonna happen when a lady walks in?
Pretty much when a lady walks in, she'll be greeted by me. And I'll feed her a little shot of liquor. And whatever drips out of her mouth that she don't swallow, I'll lick that up for her. She probably giggle and be shocked by it, but she'll be over there once that shot kick in. And I'll probably guide her over to a section of the room. You know, people going to be dancing, doing their thing, having fun. And I might probably put the spotlight on it. Let her feel appreciated. Be real sensual with her, dance with her, do all that. Pretty much put on a show. And everybody that comes into the party, they're going to be catered to in some way, shape, or form.
So you got a whole lot of things there. That's what's up. And like choreography to me. Ladies, he got y'all. So basically, he's saying,
yeah, we're going to play a couple games and everything. I'm going to let somebody handcuff me while they playing with the sex cards.
Oh, shit. Could you recommend, like, what a woman should maybe bring? You know what I mean? Should she bring spare panties, extra clothes, whipped cream, like...
Yeah,
order, what cream going to be taken care of? I mean, she got her own particular flavor or brand that she likes. But the handcuffs taken care of, cleaning products taken care of. All she got to do is pretty much be sexy and wear something that's going to bring attention, the type of attention you want. So if you're looking for to be a bad girl that night, then rock that apparel. Go on the sexy lingerie, the seafood nightgown with the high heels. Bring the extra
pants. Or you know, wear a fuck me dress.
Yeah.
Fuck me pumps. Fuck me dress.
Make sure you got that the extra pair of panties, because the first two pairs maybe they definitely get drenched. So that's what type of affair this is.
Well, that's what's up. Like you said, we got a lot of sexy shit planned. We're going to play some music now. You know what I'm saying? And thank you, everybody, for listening in on So We Shine. We had fun talking about the topic. Oh, we didn't ask you the topic, bro. Dang. You be so laid back, you know what I'm saying? How you feeling tonight?
I'm good, sis. I'm good. I'm always good when I'm on So We Shine with my family.
I know, that's right. Well, what about you? What would you do if a woman all of a sudden said, no, not anymore, like, she just wants to limit you, like, she gives you limits. Do you take those limits and make lemonade? What do?
I think if you've already been established in a relationship with a woman, it's pretty hard to just break away in the beginning. You tend to, like, try to cope with it and deal with it and try to compromise, but this in the beginning stages of a relationship. Gotta go, gotta go. You know, like, we're not even going to start that. If I know it's something that I'm not cool with right from the beginning, if I allow you to do it now, it's never going to change. There's never going to be any
compromise. Exactly. I feel you on that. Yeah, like, you got to cut people. You got to check people, because people will try to get you to do what they want. You're like, no. You know what I'm saying? Especially if it's already been, I guess you could say, you get the routine. You're already used to it. Don't cut a person off. Basically, keep it up. You know what I'm saying? If you couldn't do it in the beginning, you shouldn't have started. You know what I mean? We already like it, so you got to keep it going. So basically, you know, like tonight.
Yeah, once you show off, you got to definitely maintain that.
Yeah, you gotta do your sit-ups, do your push-ups. You know what I'm saying? Keep that stamina ready. I'm saying train your ass. Well,
yeah, you know,
in some cases, make more money for that person, whatever it is.
Sometimes what we do is we get comfortable with our partner and feel like, you know, the same things that we did to capture that person, we don't have to do anymore to maintain that person.
Mm-mm. Yeah, that's not fair. That's mean. I think that's what it means. Girls, like, all that good in the beginning shit, I ain't never had that problem. Like, cause once it start getting bad, like, after, like, a month of bad, shit, you know, I done already moved on. Like, I'm just waiting.
You know, that's what's in my head a lot when I deal with somebody.
What?
Great song. Is anything I'm doing brand new? With that, a lot of situations like that when I'm dealing with my partner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you gotta keep it fresh every day. Yeah, you definitely do. You keep it fresh every day. You keep your partner happy every day, just like you did the day before. You know what I'm saying? But just when, I could say, like, when that effort goes away, you know what I mean? You can definitely, that's when a relationship is over. When you see the effort going, like, I've been in numerous relationships where a guy just totally think he got me, like, he had me wrapped around his fingers or whatever, but he ain't know I had him balled up in my fist, but it is what it is. But definitely thanks for everybody. You know, if anybody's afraid, we're controlling this. You're not ripped around.
You know what, sis, we got one caller. Caller that's been holding on for a while, and he also sent you some music, so
Let's definitely check up on the artist before we play the music and close out Philly Shine. What's good? What's your name? Where you calling from?
You already know who it is. I'm Dot B, the realest. What's up with you?
Oh,
Oh, yeah, definitely. We show you much love. I was just texting you as earlier. Welcome back to the show. I heard you. Huh?
What? Yeah, you had to hit me up when I was at the bar and shit. Skipping texting me, I was like, oh, shit, it is Thursday. I forgot. I was in the studio all
Not
day.
Nothing wrong with it. Not wrong with it. Well, that's good news. Please shout out to Reverb so we can be able to check up on you. And you got to come stick to your interview. I'm going to have you on Philly Shine ASAP.
All right. Well, you know, I'm on Reverb Nation, M.B. The Realist. I'm M.B. The Realist on any website. You can just Google. You know what I mean? That's pretty much it. I'm on M.B. The Realist on Twitter, Facebook, M.B. The Realist. MySpace, M.B. 008, yeah, I mean Yahoo, all that good shit.
Okay, this is up. Good shit. Now, you've been listening, you know what I'm saying? I know you a young man, but you're old enough to come to the party Saturday. Are you planning on coming out?
I don't know. A 50-50 chance. I'm going to keep it real with you just because, like, I just got a lot of shit on my plate, you know what I mean? A lot of good things going on for me right now. I'm actually designing. I'm a web designer now, you know. I just got a lot of titles that I got to live up to, and, you know, a lot of busy shit days going my way, you know. But,
we got to expose that on the interview coming soon. Well, this is not the only party, so definitely when you got that free time to have some free fun. We'll be there. You ain't got to join in, because I know for a fact I'm not joining in. Y'all motherfuckers could record every single thing I do at this party. I'm just going to watch. I'm going to just show y'all.
Somebody or something that can go down that would sway it up. Even if it just
Let's put money on it right now. You got to me tell you in private. Yeah, I know. You hit my phone up, I'll tell you. But, Navio, you can put your money where your mouth is, put the money on the wood, make the bed look good. I'm trying to tell you, I'm not touching no dick, no pussy. Of course no pussy, no titties, no. I might slap an ass, I don't know. I've been known to slap an ass at strip clubs and shit like that, so who knows, that could happen, but that has nothing to do with it. Oh, wait a minute, I've been talking about this guy for a week. I've been talking about this guy all week, and it's good I'm ending the show because I need to talk to him anyway. Blew me away Sunday. Blew me away. Like, I only had, like, a couple niggas that was in, like, my top. I only got, like, my top three or whatever. So now it's my top four. But blew the bless. Definitely welcome to Philly Shine. I've been talking about you all week. Crazy performer. You gotta shout out your website and shit. So people could check out the YouTube, your such and such and such. Like, I told you, had everybody clapping. Everybody.
Why they say you were supposed to be at the Coliseum tonight?
I am supposed to be there. I don't have no ride. I'm still waiting. That shit all night. I probably get up there. You up there now?
No, I'm on my way over there.
Okay. Okay, that's what's up. You about to perform, too?
Yeah.
Oh, well, shout out the website for everybody on the line. We got you.
My motherfucking BuddhaBless.com, that shit is under construction right now, but it's BlessBuddha on Facebook BlessBuddha on Facebook, and then the fan page is BuddhaBless. I'm on fucking Reverb Nation, MySpace, BuddhaBless12, or Dwayne Montez, www.myspace.com, Dwayne Montez, Grind Mode, Streets Magazine, Music 180, fucking this fucking all types of shit. I'm on shit, and I'm going to keep getting on shit.
I will come to the police station. Like I said,
matter of fact, I didn't even know. Everybody got to get on. I got swag too. That's Young Money website. They just made some shit called I Got Swag Too, and you can put videos and music up there.
Okay.
If you from request the boy Mac Man, he's talking to people right now, like on Facebook, and he said when and like. 20 days, he's turning his Facebook back over to the record label. But if you fit friend request him, he's going to add you, and he's talking to you, and he's telling you to go on IGotSwagTube.com, make your profile, and put your videos up there, and he's watching that shit.
Okay, that's what's up. Well, yeah, definitely thanks for the connect. You know what I'm saying? I want to talk to you some more, so chill with us. About to shut the show down. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Got shit to do. We will play some music, close out Felicia Earn, Honest Fire. We're controlling this. You got me, bro?
I got you, sis.
This is a story about control. Female control. Control of everything. So let's go and grab it.
Let's get it, girl. We're controlling this. In the rest of mine, I'm seeing that you want to spin out this. I'm taking on the risk. We're controlling this.
Get it, girl.
definitely Shine Radio. Definitely just enjoyed myself tonight. You know what I'm saying? We had fun guests. Everybody called in, showed love, showed a lot of love. And like I said, next week is going to be real crazy. We got some great interviews. Tatiana Johnson from TNVTV will be on my show, so you can definitely check out TNVTV.net, I'm sure. I think that's what it is. But definitely check her out this Tuesday. She will have a whole squad in the building, live TV show coming soon. I'm definitely putting my head in to get it popping with them. This Saturday is going to be on the sex party. Welcome to my sex party. It's going to be real crazy. Oh, shit, Tatiana showing me love anyway. But definitely it's going to be real, real amazing. This Tuesday is going to be crazy, showing love this whole weekend. Tomorrow night on Philly Shine, we're going to have something real special on Friday night. Friday night, fires, PHs, you know what I'm saying? You already know, getting it started. Thank you, everybody, calling in. Thank you, bro. Thank you, Naviel.
You're welcome.
It's like the show before the pre-show before the show, like the pre-fight before the fight.
Yeah, this is foreplay. This is before it goes. Yeah. Getting it popping. But thank you, guys. Y'all have sweet dreams. I'm either going to bed or going out to the club, Coliseum. Definitely thank you to boy DJ Big Philly, because everybody doing their motherfucking thing.